The Red Sox host the Indians with Doug Fister still in search of his first win with Boston, and Fister gets some early run support thanks to Mookie Betts.
The pitch swung on, little looping liner into center. That'll be a two-run single, and it's 2-0 Red Sox. So Ramirez not making that play at third has cost the Indians big time. Swung on, grounded toward third, fair ball right over the bag. Hits off that sidewall, ricochets into shallow left. Holt around third will try to score. Throw to the plate, slide, tag, out at the plate. A great throw from Michael Brantley, the left fielder, to nail Brock Holt trying to score from first. But a run does score. Mookie Betts does score on the Eduardo Nunez base hit. And it's a 3-0 Red Sox lead after two.
Here's the pitch to him. Swung on, ground ball, past a diving shortstop, Lindor into left center. That'll score one. Vasquez around third. He scores ahead of the throw, and it came all the way through. And the other runners move up. Betts to second, Vasquez to third, as it was Moreland who scores a fourth run for the Red Sox, who now lead it 4-0. Here's Nunez. The pitch to him. Swung on, grounded through the left side, a base hit. That'll score one. Betts holds at third base as Brantley fires it in, but the RBI single by Eduardo Nunez makes it 5-0 Red Sox.
Doug Fister, an earned run average of a little over 9 since August of a year ago. Pitching a shutout. Into the wind, here it comes. Swing and a miss. Struck out Encarnacion on another 89-mile-an-hour fastball. 4 strikeouts for Fister. The pitch swung on and missed. Chased a high curveball. Santana strikes out. And Fister's embarrassing the Indians tonight. The Indians aren't swinging at many strikes, tell you that. And when they do, they're not doing much with them. Stretch time at Fenway, 5-0 Boston.
Fister allows 2 runs over 7 2/3. He gets that first win with the Sox. 6-2 Boston is your final. Rafael Devers records his first career 4-hit game, and both of these clubs make trades on Monday. The Red Sox pick up reliever Addison Reed from the Mets, while the Indians acquire Joe Smith from Toronto. The Indians have now lost back-to-back games on the heels of a 9-game win streak. Here's the manager, Terry Francona.
They kind of put on a clinic. I mean, you know, when Tom wants it going good, real similar. I mean, maybe not in height, but same types of pitches, breaking ball, fastball, located. I mean, really commanded, really changed speeds. You know, he's not going to break the radar gun, but, you know, it looked like, I know he's had a couple tough starts, but tonight he commanded everything, and he works quick. You can't run. A lot of the same, like I said, a lot of similar things that we say about Tomlin when he pitches well, about the same exact thing.
Club's biggest issue
right here. Well, I mean, shoot, it's 3 innings and there was 11 base runners, 4 walks, 7 hits. You know, just when you're walking that many, there's a pretty good chance, you know, you're not commanding. So, you know, when you're throwing strikes, that just didn't locate very well and he pitched behind in the counts too much.
Santana, I mean, you guys were trying to get something going, him trying to go to second on that one. Did you like that aggressiveness on his part, or what you say?
Well, I mean, I always like when guys are hustling. Just, you know, when you're down, though, you hate to give up outs. And I know his heart's in the right place. It just, you know, we need to get a line moving. But I know he meant well, though. I'd much rather somebody do that than jog down the first baseline.
Gallister, 3 squirrels, just in relief of club.
Very good. Very good. You know, when he came in, it took him a few pitches to find the zone, but then once he did, you know, when he starts hitting 96, 97, you can tell he's pitching with confidence, and then he starts flipping that breaking ball over. That was really good.
Ball hit by Vasquez down third base. Just a tough hop one, Posey, or did he not get down on it?
I don't think he got down quite. I think he thought it was going to come up a little bit, and it got under him. You know, and in fairness to Posey, he's been bouncing back and forth. That's a hard thing to do. I'm not sure at the moment. I still think it's the best way for us to kind of put our lineups together, but I do think it's harder on him.
When Gomes throws the second, in the moment, you think he just didn't realize it was a walk? When in?
I don't think he heard I don't think at times you can wait.
Right.
The Indians continue their series at Fenway Park on Tuesday night. Carlos Carrasco makes the start.